Hello, bowlers. Welcome back to our latest episode of Bowlers in Pajamas. We have Nihar at the panel today and me, Jay Hunt, the host. So it's been quite entertaining a few weeks of football in all the leagues. And so today we'll be covering all the five major leagues, starting with the best league in the world, currently called as the new Farmers League, known as the Premier League. Because we've seen Pep Guardiola's Manchester City running away with the title and having a pretty impressive run. But unfortunately, their winning streak came to a halt last weekend when they drew to Southampton. But still, they have a healthy lead over second-place Liverpool, having a 9-point lead over there. Of course, Liverpool have a game in hand, so they could sense an outside chance. But knowing Manchester City, I don't think they'll be handing any ups. I don't think they'll be going down from here onwards, and I don't see any other team, you know, catching up to them at all. So, Nihar, what do you think of Manchester City running away the so-called new Farmers League?
Man, I mean, no. Bundesliga will forever be the Farmers League as long as Bayern wins it. So, yeah, I mean, it appears like Farmers League, man. I mean, they're winning it. Like, no one can stop them. And this is the time where every other team, you know, drops points and they go on a rampant, 10-12 games streak. Like, week to week, they distance themselves from the second place team. I mean, I don't know how they do it. Maybe because of lack of Champions League fixtures at this point. But to be fair enough on them, they also try actually very good in cup competitions too. I mean, they have reached they have won EFL till, I think only they lost this season. All the US papers here, they won that. Except for the first, I guess. And I think, I don't know, man. I mean, you can really say that the depth in squad actually matters. And there is one more thing called as there are no superstars in that squad. Well, we can argue that De Bruyne is one of the guy, but still, I mean, even he's not a sure starter sometimes. So I guess Pep having his own say in this, on this entire squad actually mattered, because we can easily say that he built this squad from scratch. I mean, literally none of the players from the Esther generation are there right now. I mean, with Aguero leaving at the end of last season, I think no one else left. So I guess he got the bigger say, and yeah, I mean, if he is one of the best amongst the world right now in terms of tactics, man management, everything. Well, the results are showing exactly. But as we know that the owner's aim and even Pep's aim is to deliver a Champions League. Well, that's a different topic. But as long as league is concerned, I think he actually outdone, you know, his expectations. Because people were ruling him out that he can't really play his style of football in Premier League. And winning on his way to the fourth Premier League title, right, in the last 6 years. I mean, that's commendable.
So, yeah, I mean, Manchester City is running away with the title for sure. I mean, it's more commendable because they don't even have a proper striker. I mean, yeah, they don't even consider Gabriel Jesus as a regular starter now. And they're playing with a false nine or, you know, number 10 role, a guy with a number 10 role in terms of Phil Foden or, say, Bernardo Silva or Kevin De Bruyne. So it's really commendable. They're doing something really great and they're making a statement.
Yeah, I'll tell you one interesting fact. Remember last season when De Bruyne was injured, I think Gundogan was literally phenomenal for 2 months. I mean, I was hearing some Ballon d'Or shouts. And this season, I don't even hear his name and he's still at City.
Yeah, imagine the squad depth. He's not a regular starter. Even for Bernardo Silva, in fact, he was the one of the worst players City had. And Pep was even planning an exit for him, but now suddenly he's become a superstar after, you know, Riyad Mahrez left for AFCON, and he's been the best player for them this season. So he's turning out.
Don't forget about Cancelo, man. I mean, what a guy.
Cancelo, yep.
Yeah, Cancelo. Guy plays in right back, in left back, anywhere. I mean, don't know when he can excel anywhere, I feel.
Exactly. I mean, under Pep, you play anywhere, he'll make you a legend. Now, play him at left wing also, he'll be a legend there also. So, under Pep, if you grow, any player can grow very well. I don't know about Jack Grealish. I hope he develops too. But I guess each and every player I've seen developing in Man City. I don't know about Raheem Sterling.
I mean, that guy somehow have, you know, almost close to 100 Premier League goals. Somehow he have. I don't know how.
Yeah, he has 82 goals with Man City.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I really don't see him scoring in and out. I mean, I rarely see him scoring. I mean, yeah, maybe one goal in a month or so, I observe him like that. Do I follow most of the City games? Somehow he is near to the century, man. I mean, that undermines how many.
Yeah, he's near the century. He was the December Premier League Player of the Month for December. It's pretty obvious. Well, so, yeah.
Living a city
so,
here.
Nair, what do you think? Who, except please remove Manchester City from here. So, which team impressed you till as of now after, say, 23, 24 games?
Okay, so you want me to leave City from here?
Yeah, yeah, that is obvious. You can't really take them right now. It's okay, even consider them. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with Liverpool because of the kind of consistency they showed. I mean, they are the only ones realistically have any hope of catching up with City. The defense is also good, and they are the team with most goals scored in the league with 58, I guess. Well, that's commendable, you know. And I really thought Salah and Mane leaving will actually dent their hopes. But somehow, you know, Diego Jota is the second highest goal scorer in Premier League. Can you believe that? This guy is not supposed to start. And he is the second, he's having the second most goals right now with 10 goals. I mean, they're lucky, I guess, now anyway, international break. And by the time this break ends, I think Salah or Mane will come back for sure. And I think they didn't really miss them. Lucky for them. Because that's what I was pitching about, that Liverpool will get screwed in January. But somehow I'm wrong. I was wrong. So, yeah, I mean, Liverpool went for me. I mean, they did good. I mean, to their limit. I mean, you can't really stop City there. So, what about you, Gian? Which team impressed you the most?
As of now, Wolverhampton Wanderers. I mean, they're doing pretty well. I mean, they are not scoring as many goals they are seeming, but they are not even conceding too many goals. And they're doing very well, placed 8th in the table. And not far away from the top 4, they have games in hand and just 4 points behind the 4th position. So that is something, a remarkable statement. And of course, they are winning games now. And they beat Man United recently at Old Trafford, which was very impressive after the way they played. And they have just, in the last 10 games, they have just lost 2 games. So that is making a statement for me. I mean, the way they play, the way they are defending. I mean, the midfield of Ruben Neves, João Moutinho, Pedro Neto. So, you know, they are doing pretty, pretty good. Traore had come back for them. Of course, he's joined Barcelona right now for now. But till last weekend, they were really, really impressive. And Raul Jimenez also giving them a big boost up there by like getting on the score sheet again. So, for me, Wolves are really impressed. Staying near the top 4. So they are a team to watch out, and team which is the team which has like gone down the drains this season according to you?
If you'd have asked me a month ago, I would have gone with United for sure. But I think ever since Rangnick came to Premier League, he is the second best manager in terms of points secured. So I'm not going to give them because he's new, his philosophy is new to the players, and they're actually trying to keep in some effort and some development is seen actually compared to the. You know, 2-3 weeks before, I mean, they are playing, trying to play dominant football. And I think we have seen it against Crystal Palace, right? I mean, Rashford's winner in the last 90th minute or something.
No, that was not win. Crystal Palace. The West Ham United.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, I have West Ham United at home. But still, I mean, they tried to dominate. So, I mean, I really don't want to be harsh on them because they're trying to improve there. And I would have gone with Aston Villa too, but still they're actually improving under Gerrard right now. So, not them. But I'll definitely go with Leicester, man. I mean, they're 10th right now and they're having a goal difference of -3. So, that is something. I mean, at least I see Leicester as a Europa League team for sure, if not top 4. I mean, last 2 seasons, they came very close to finishing in top 4, but finished in 5th. But being in 10th right now under an experienced manager like Brendan Rodgers, you know, I mean, that's a pretty underperforming season according to me, man. I don't know what is going wrong with them. I mean, they should win some games, but they're losing them. They're not even trying to draw. They're losing. That's sad. So, Gian, what according to you, which team actually depressed you the most this time?
Depressed me the most is Everton this season. I mean, I am not understanding what has gone wrong with them. I mean, they were such a good team. I mean, I would see them, you know, at least at 8th or 9th or 10th, you know, at mid-table. So, they used to win games. Like they used to beat United. They used to beat Chelsea. they used to like fight it out against Liverpool and Man City as well. And they used to do pretty well, and they're sitting 16th in the Premier League table. I mean, you know, they're just like 4 points away from the relegation zone. So it's pretty disheartening to see. I mean, Rafael Benitez, I don't know what has he trying, what was he trying to do? I mean, he's sacked now, and I still don't see a major change in their development. I don't see anything much going under Duncan Fletcher, because the way they played recently against Newcastle, I guess. So it was a similar kind of a game. I mean, I didn't see any difference. They have a good squad. They have a good, like, front runners of Richarlison. They have Dominic Calvert-Lewin. They have Andres Townsend. They signed from Aston Villa. They got Anwar El Ghazi now from Aston Villa on loan. They have Decore. They have really, really good player. Demari Gray from Leicester City. I don't know what are they trying to do. I mean, what will they take to, like, get good? I mean, let's say hoping for a good coach to come and stabilize things over there. I mean, it's really shameful, because if they get relegated, it'll be a shame for, like, you know, Jordan Pickford, who's the number one keeper for England, like, going into relegation. I mean, they have won just 5 games. They in the last 15 games, they have won just 2 Premier League games. That is something, a big question mark on the board. I mean, they don't really understand the ideology. So it is really, really shocking for me. I mean, 11 losses and having a goal difference of minus 11. They had a pretty good season in Premier League 20. Like, they finished 10th last season on 59 points. I guess that was their best since a long time. And goal difference of just minus 1. And they were not far away, you know, from the top 4 as well. Like, considering just, you know, 8 points behind top 4. So it was still a very decent season. They got 17 wins. I don't see them anywhere near top 10 this time. Yeah. No, this is for Everton.
Anything beyond 7 is, like, it's okay if you stay up. You're not getting relegated. So I think they should
be staying up. Considering last season's results also, I mean, they were, like, doing pretty well. They handled the big 6 very well. They lost a few, no doubt, but they handled the games very well. You know, they had dominating games like 4-0 wins or 5-1 wins or something like that. Had good amount of clean sheets also. They won games considering. This season, they have just won four home games and just a solitary away win. That's really something to be worried of. They conceded 18 away goals. So, yeah, there's something to look after. 38 goals they have conceded this season. Not a good sign at all.
And they signed and they sold Lucas Digne to Aston Villa. God knows why. I mean, he's been one of the
and
best
God
players
and,
somehow.
And they tried. They and, traded Anwar El Ghazi for that. I don't understand. They're already, like, shabby in defense. And they already sold their one of their best left backs. And who's shining in? Who literally shone for Aston Villa? He provided his first assist.
Well, that's sad. So we'll move on from Premier League here. So we'll go to La Liga, the once glory league, which actually is not that glory anymore, with all the biggest stars leaving the league. I think all the 4 top stars left the league. Neymar, Messi, Ronaldo, Ramos. So yeah, imagine Dembele being face of the El Clasico. So that sucks right now. So coming to this, so Real Madrid are, I think, running away with the league right now, with Sevilla trying to stop them. But honestly saying, I don't think Sevilla have much left in their gas at the end of the season to really screw Real.
And bro, they got Anthony Martial.
Yeah, that's one more thing. Well, considering Real, you know, if they progress to Champions League, hopefully Sevilla hopes that, because that will actually dent some of their La Liga fixtures. But in case if PSG manages to knock them out, I think La Liga is all over with Real running away with it. Well, so Gian, which team surprised you the most? I mean, what do you think about Real Madrid? I mean, see, Ramos left, their center back duo, the duo that won 4 Champions Leagues, Ramos and Varane left. And no one expected Vini Jr. to step up. And no one really expected Alaba to stay healthy. And all thought for Ancelotti, it's like from Everton, it's like he's almost done and dusted. Because if you're managing Everton, the chances of making it big again is pretty slim. And what a season he's having. I mean, except for that defeat at home against Sheriff. I mean, that's like a blunder. They will remind it after 100 years. But still, apart from that, what a season they're having, Jihan. I mean, Benzema scoring like that and Vinicius I mean,
They
God,
are
I
winning
mean, Real
games, you
was
know. They
about
are
to sell
making a
Vinicius.
statement. They are making their, you know, they're making their club status known. I mean, they are Real Madrid. They don't care. They had Raul, Raul Gonzalez, they had Kaká, Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, Di Ronaldo, Roberto Carlos, or whoever. They are a club who are saying we will get such, you know, high quality players. We will get Galacticos, and we will make Real Madrid known as the best club in the world. And they are proving themselves. You know, in the previous game against Elche, when they were 0-2 down at home, you know, and they just it was it's just a one it's just a normal day of saying like Real Madrid coming back of like drawing the game in the late stages. So it is like, of course, they would have got a better result. Apart from the draw, but still, it is a Real Madrid comeback and nothing new. They are proving themselves. I mean, Cruz, Casemiro, and Modric, oh, that midfield is still going strong. And I guess, still, I guess, one of the best midfields right now in Europe. So, yeah, apart from Real, team has surprised me the most is Real Betis. I mean, sitting comfortably in third position, I mean, they are chilling. I mean, last season, not even in Europa League, and now they are in straight good mode of Champions League for next season. Very sitting comfortably four points away from Atletico. And yeah. So Real Betis have really surprised me. Have just six losses in the entire from 22 games, winning 12 games, beating Atletico, and you know, drawing to Real Madrid and beating Barcelona at Camp Nou. Yeah, that is some surprise for me. What about you, Niar? Who surprised you
I would
apart
go with
from Real?
Sevilla just because of the defense, man. I mean, such an amazing defense they have. They conceded the least number of goals. I guess they conceded only 16. And their defense, you know, the Chelsea-bound prospect, Jules Koundé, or say, Jesus Navas and Diego Carlos, I mean, they're pretty good defensively, man. I mean, the top players are actually stepping up for them. And I mean, you conceded the least. I mean, only team, I guess, in, like still in 10th. Only 16 conceded. And they're scoring. I mean, I won't say they're scoring too many, but at least they're scoring in a decent rate. I mean, 34 goals, it's good. I mean, considering that they gave only 16 away. So I think Sevilla impressed me the most, but I really hope that they give it that one final push to Real that the final stages of the season. But I really hope they do, but I don't think so they will. But still, it's very fresh, you know, new team that is competing for the title apart from Real, Atletico, and Barcelona. So, Gian, going back to the disappointing teams. Which team disappointed you the most?
It would have been harsh to call for FC Barcelona with the season they are having right now, you know, 15 points away, but they are stabilizing under Xavi and they are getting, I guess, better. And, you know, considering they are out of Copa del Rey and they lost the Super Copa, and I guess they don't have much pressure of Europa League or Champions League also this season. So I guess they are pretty relaxed right now and they are getting better and better. And they have won five games, drawn four, and lost just lost one game in the last 10 games. So it's a good sign for them. But I will go for Atletico Madrid. They are a disaster this season. I'm not understanding what the hell is going on with them, because just won 10 games. I mean, what are you trying to do for Diego Simeone? You have such a strong squad. You have João Félix, Luis Suarez, one of the two best strikers. With you got back Antoine Griezmann, who was an absolute tremendous, like, who loves Atletico with all his heart, and they just won four games in the last 10. And I'm not understanding what is wrong with them. They just don't want to score goals. They just don't want to win games. They're losing against Minos. They lost against Cadiz. They lost against Mallorca. 17th place Mallorca. Who loses against them? Goodness. And they just don't want to
Gian,
win games at all.
talking about it, see, even the same, see, I would have gone with Barcelona, but the same approach I took with United, like how they are improving under new manager, same thing Barcelona is doing. Under Xavi, they're trying to find a philosophical play which is associated with them for last 20, 30 years.
Yep.
I think they're trying to do that, and I think some results are going good in their way. And as you mentioned, they're out of Copa del Rey and also Super Copa. And obviously, the no pressure of Champions League. I think the top four finish is pretty much very easy for them because they're just only 1 point away from Atletico Madrid. And also, they played a game less than Betis and Sevilla and Real. But yeah, we'll leave Real out of this. Obviously, they are winning the league. So, yeah, so I'm going with Atletico here because I mean, they got Antoine Griezmann, the club's all-time leading goal scorer. So, they expect them to score more goals, right? As simple as that. Well, they're not doing that, and the trade they are known for, the how to say, the extensive defending qualities, and they're sucking at it. They consider 26 already, man. That's more than Barcelona. I mean, see, Barcelona is like having the, you know, of the top teams, they have the worst defense. No one can argue on that. And imagine considering more than Barcelona at this point after playing 22 games. That sucks. Straight away sucks.
You know, but considering, you know, Atletico Madrid, who used to like not allow, used to not score goals, but used to not even allow teams to score goals. Used to hardly concede any goals. They had the least amount of goals conceded in the last
1-0 victories all the time. They're not doing that.
1-0 victories, exactly my point. And you know, it was so hard to score against Atletico, but now it's just, they are in shambles. They are in complete shambles and they are in complete disaster. I guess, you know, they should be like more worried about right now, because considering the amount of goals they are leaking against these small teams, like Ronaldo must be tempting to score against them. Literally tempting to score against them. It's going to be a disaster for them, because Man United started, you know, the way De Gea is keeping, he's not going to allow any goals to go. And Ronaldo's attacking powers, I mean, they're not. Atletico have to be really, really scared with the amount of goals they're leaking in. I mean, Ronaldo will at least thrash them like that. He'll at least score a hat-trick in one of the games. I'm really, really excited to see that tie now. I don't think this is the same Atletico Madrid as to what they were a couple of seasons back. And last year, who used to have
three last season, you know, also, we thought 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Last season also, you know, there was like, we were like worried, like, shit, Atletico Madrid, I mean, okay, they are not that dangerous, but they are not even going to allow goals to score. Now it's a different story completely.
Well, that so sucks,
I guess,
man.
If they get knocked out of Champions League by United, and you know, if they have a disastrous La Liga season, or maybe if they get knocked out of top four, I guess DS, goodbye to Diego Simeone for sure.
Exactly, because before last season, when actually they won the league, the talks were there that they want to replace that guy. But still, he went on that winning spree. They really nothing.
Super Copa, Super Copa went to drains. They lost to Athletic Bilbao. They went out to some third tier team in Copa del Rey as usual, as every year. So that is a shameful thing. Now only left is some Champions League. Or they should beat United by like a good margin and go to the quarterfinal stage and, you know, finish in top four. Like, is that will be their main? No, not top four. Actually, top three. If you see. But with the way they are playing,
I think
really
Simeone wants to get out, man, from round of 16 itself, because obviously he needs
could
to
be,
gather his
be.
Business in La Liga.
Could
obviously.
Be. Could be.
And Barcelona is breathing down their neck by 1 point, and Barcelona is kind of improving, so they don't want to screw that chance up, because Betis and Sevilla are not showing any signs of slowing down. They really can't
cool.
risk it to the final
yep.
match day, right? So let's move on.
So next up, we'll move on to Bundesliga. The major, the original founder of Farmers League, as usual. Bayern Munich, I will not say exactly running away with the title, but you could say they are still on well on course for their 9th consecutive Bundesliga title. And I guess the team which impressed is really impressing me
no,
right
no,
Jihan, now.
Jihan, Jihan, I want to talk about something. I want to show you
yep.
how Bayern are becoming cocky right now. They are already trying to sell the tickets for quarterfinal of Champions League. They didn't even play round of 16. They're trying to sell the tickets already. Imagine
they're the same people who announced Ballon d'Or winner for Robert Lewandowski. Remember that.
Oh my God. Yeah, man, the management is like some crazy thing, man. I don't get it what they do. I mean, they really do a riot. And I mean, how can you go... How to say frenzy on a private publication, French publication? That's stupid. Okay, that's a different story. So yeah, Bayern winning the league. So that's something routine. So we won't even discuss how they're winning the league, because we know they score more. They score the most, they'll concede the least. So fuck
they're
Bayern
scoring
right now.
The
so
most, they're doing
interested?
Everything, but the only nightmare. The only nightmare this season is Borussia Mönchengladbach. I mean, what is wrong with them? I don't understand. They suddenly become the prime Barcelona and literally thrash Bayern Munich. It's really shameful.
They're kryptonite, man. Only they know how to defeat Bayern. No one else. Not even Real Madrid. Only they know. They
I mean, literally, you see, if in Champions League, if they're in quarterfinals and if they're drawn against Bayern Munich, like Borussia Mönchengladbach will be dancing and like, we are going to the semi-final. They'll be chanting all their names.
Yes, man.
But literally, they're doing pathetically bad though in the Bundesliga, 12th in the table. But they're winning, they won at Allianz Arena. That was shocking.
They scored them twice this season, once like 5-0. I mean, who defeats Bayern 5-0 with Bayern's full strength squad?
Yep.
So, which team impressed you the most?
I would have, said 3 weeks back or for like a month back, if I would have said, I would have gone with Freiburg. But I will go for Borussia Dortmund. I mean, they have having a scintillating season this year. I mean, they have a lot of improvement. Apart from the home wins, they are doing much better playing away also. And they are starting to win game matches, which are important, you know. They won just recently. They won a brilliant, entertaining game against Hoffenheim. They won 3-2. It was a neck and neck game. Apart from that, they beat even Frankfurt. That was a very, very interesting as well. They were 2-0 down, coming back from a 2-0 goal deficit to beat them 3-2. They all away game them. Talking about it. Home record is sensational. Just one loss against Bayern. But they are the only team who are challenging them right now. And they are even comfortable sitting like 7 or 8 points clear above the third place. So Champions League football also looks very likely for them next season as well. So it's really, I'm really, really impressed with them. And of course, apart from Haaland and all, Jude Bellingham and that Yusuf, what is that guy's name?
Mokoko.
Who's that? He's a very...
Yusuf Mokoko.
Yusuf Mokoko. Oh, wow. Brilliant, brilliant. What? I mean, as usual, Borussia Dortmund's talent academy scout. And so they are known for all this.
Dortmund plans properly, no? They can actually earn 500 million from these three players.
Absolutely, yes, yes. And they are using Erling Haaland very well. I mean, they're capitalizing, I hope. But just sudden disappointment for them was just, you know, getting knocked out of DFB Pokal. That was the only disappointment I saw. I mean, they had the only chance of winning something this season. I mean, that's also gone now. Now, they have a very good chance of like competing in Europa League. I mean, they will have no pressure of Champions League, you know. Haaland will get full freedom to play his natural game and not compete against, you know, those big teams like, you know, Barcelona or say Juventus or Chelsea or Man United or whoever. Now he'll be like facing Napoli or maybe worst of worst, he'll get West Ham United or someone like that. So they have a really good chance of winning a European trophy. It'll be a really statement for them if they make it. And catching Bayern Munich from here, it'll be something because they are just 6 points and they are keeping pressure on them. That's the main thing. Losing games.
Exactly. And even I'll go with Dortmund only here because if you observe every season, actually Dortmund starts off on a very good note. By the time the Christmas holidays come for them, when they come back, they screw up royally. But this time, they really had a rocky start at the start, but eventually they gathered that momentum and I think they're pretty good this season. I mean, they're improving. That's the most consistent point I see here. So, I think Dortmund impressed me and I'll go the disappointing team is Leipzig for sure. I mean, they were way bad last month. But still, they're trying to make it to the Europa at least now. But, you know, Leipzig is the team that should eventually dethrone Bayern because the way they performed. But I guess Bayern robbed their coach and their best defender. So, I guess Leipzig are struggling with the new coach and everything. Well, I guess Leipzig only, big teams are pretty much around the same corner. So I'm going with Leipzig.
I'll go for Wolfsburg. I mean, what the hell? I don't understand that team at all. You know, suddenly you find relegation zone, they play relegation playoffs. Then you suddenly you have a very good season. You qualify for the Champions League. And to make things look interesting, they are already in the round of 16 of the Champions League. And they are fighting relegation zone in Bundesliga. So, I don't understand that team at all. I don't know what are they trying to do. I mean, is this a kind of a joke? I mean, I know they have nothing to worry about. Like, nothing to lose. They have drawn against Manchester City, if I'm not wrong, in the Champions League. One second.
Curtains closed.
No. Nope. One second. Wait. Oh, Wolfsburg in Champions League?
I don't think so.
Oh, my bad. They are not. Lol. They are not. They are in Europa. They went down. So, yeah, but Wolfsburg, yes. Wolfsburg have been really, really sad for me. And I guess they are neck and neck for me near Gladbach as well because Gladbach had a really, you know,
impressive run. Like they had 2-3 years of European football. They were in Champions League as well. And suddenly now they're having a downfall. Apart from beating Bayern Munich twice this season, they're having a pathetic season. You know, they lost 6-0 to Freiburg at home in the first 27 minutes itself. That sums up their season already.
How can you screw Bayern 5-0 and you get screwed in 27 minutes of Freiburg for 6-0? Oh my God, I mean, this is a weird team, man.
Yeah, weird team, weird league anyway. So I don't understand. Suddenly the teams play Champions League and still fight relegation over here.
And I'm genuinely having doubt about Bundesliga. I mean, the way this Werner and all scores in this league, right? When they come out of it, they struggle a lot to score goals.
You send, man. You know, you send players like Jesse Lingard over there, they score 30 goals a season and come back.
Yeah, I mean, even Lewandowski, I mean, what if he comes to the Premier League? Do you think
see Jadon Sancho, bro? See Jadon Sancho, he scored 15 goals, 15 assists, and now he's struggling in Premier League. That's always the case. That's why I have a big doubt about Erling Haaland also, whether he'll be able to adopt, you know, because Timo Werner was a steam machine. He was 10 times, you know, better goal scorer than Erling Haaland at that time.
When Werner was a poacher, man. I mean, he used to score like Suarez, you know, prime Suarez at Liverpool or something. He used to score like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. He is the only competitor I used to see for. He used to compete with Lewandowski.
Well, that's true. But yeah, I mean, yeah, after Aubameyang, I think he's
and even having not a very good squad also. Like, you know, he had a very like balanced squad, not even too good, not too bad. So being in such a squad, Lewandowski has a prime squad, of course, no doubt. But having Werner playing with a very, you know, mid-table team, you know, hardly just looks for top
all
four finish, max
all
to max.
Man.
Yeah, all youngsters and commendable. That guy was a poacher. Exactly. That's what I'm talking. Even Jadon Sancho, you see. He didn't have a very good team, but having 15 goals, 15 assists every season, being just an 18-year-old kid, it was something. And now suddenly he just has 2 goals in the entire season and just having 0 assists. So this sums up.
See,
that's
that's
why I'm
something
a big
different. Yeah, people say that he's doing it for the team. But still, I mean, you're a striker. You need to get goals, minimum number of goals to warrant your place into the playing 11. I mean, you are the prime responsible. You know, you're having the prime responsibility to get those goals in. That's how your team wins. Just because he drops deep, he creates the play, doesn't mean that he shouldn't score goals, right? Even Firmino, they say that he plays deep. But still, even Benzema played deep once at Real Madrid when Ronaldo and Bale were there. But still, Benzema used to get 15-20 goals every season. Having single number of goals is not that great optimistic sign for, you know, Werner, Chelsea. Yeah, he is contributing to the team, but still, goals are must, man. Well, let's get off from the Farmers League to an interesting thing actually in the recent times, Serie A, the Italian pioneer. So, Jen, what do you think? Inter winning? I mean, 53 points. I mean, I really never expected. I expected them to
dominate
and fall.
Too early to
fall.
Say. Too early to say still.
But still, I mean, I don't know. No. Yeah, they might not win. We never know that. But still, I was expecting them to get screwed with Conte, Hakimi, and Lukaku leaving. I mean, their core is gone. But still, I mean, pretty good, man. 53. I mean, they scored 53 goals, conceded only 17, sitting at the top with 4-point lead and have a game in hand.
Yeah, they're pretty doing good. They're doing pretty good. I mean, they still have Edin Dzeko. I mean, you can't even forget they still have Dzeko, Lautaro Martinez. They're two good strikers. In fact, they're good goal scorers. And Dzeko will give you goals almost like, say, every 2 matches, he'll score 2-3 goals at least. So, you have goals. They have a good midfield also with Barella, you know, Brozovic, Pastoni. Ivan Perisic is, of course, playing as a left back. I don't know what the fuck is he doing there. And it's
I have one more problem with this Italian league. One genuine problem I have. Why do you sell your best player to your competitor? I don't get it.
I guess Dzeko, maybe.
And even see, Fiorentina is accepting a 75 million bid for Vlahovic, right?
Tammy Abraham, na? They were looking for youngsters. Roma, Jose Mourinho didn't want an old striker. I know Dzeko still has a lot in him left, but still he would. Tammy Abraham is much younger, you know, and he is proving himself, and no doubt about that. He's having a good time
Atalanta
at Roma.
Is screwing up. They're sending one of the best defenders, Gosens, to Inter now, the tabletopers. Why do
they send Amar Diallo also?
Man, I don't know how they get screwed up, man. I mean, this Italian transfer policy, I don't get it. Why they want to screw each other in between seasons? I mean, the guy you, for example, see, yeah, your terms, Imagine you sending Jesse Lingard on loan and he coming and scoring the extra time winner against you. How would you feel? I feel pathetic if any of us. Yeah, I felt that Coutinho scored against us in Barcelona in that Champions League quarterfinal, like when he was playing for Bayern. That's pathetic feeling. I don't know how these clubs and fans managed it over. So, Gian, which team impressed you the most in this league?
Difficult. Very difficult. Napoli, I would have gone for Napoli if this was again a couple of weeks back or 2-3 weeks back. But Inter Milan right now only, I guess I will say, because they are doing good. They are bidding, you're considering leaving Lukaku. They left Hakimi, Antonio Conte gone. And they are doing pretty good. You know, Alexis Sanchez stepping up. Yeah, they even let Ashley Young go. I mean, not too well, but he had a good run with them. He won one or two trophies with them. So, in fact, they with Conte and with such a brilliance with Lukaku and all, they were not qualifying for the round of 16. Now suddenly they are in round of 16 with all of them, without them. And, you know, Lautaro Martinez and Dzeko are having a great time ahead. And Sanchez, like, is also stepping up well. He's also scoring good amount of goals for them. He's being a good backup for them. They still have Alexander Kolarov, or that oldie. We'll forget. And
playing football, wow.
Yeah, he's still playing football. I'm shocked to see him, though. But he is still playing football. I was like, he hardly, you know, comes up, but he's more like a backup now. I don't know how old is Alexander Kolarov. He should be around 33, 34, I guess, now. Or even probably more. But yeah, he's still there. So they have Arturo Vidal on the bench. They have Alexis Sanchez. They have Dumfries, you know, Alexander Dumfries, the Swiss guy.
Netherlands.
Yeah, Netherlands. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, they have a good squad, young squad, and they are capitalizing well. So yep. And they are also lucky, you know, their main competitors are also losing games and the results are going their way. I mean, they are not in much competition. So, what about you?
No, but actually, I'll go with the table toppers on Inter because I expected them to get a downfall, but they still actually are on top of the league comfortably. So, yeah, Inter impressed me. Well, going to the teams which disappointed me the most, I would go with Juventus. But no, man, they're improving now.
Too difficult to say that right now.
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm not going to comment because every other team which we see are actually kind of performing to their limit. With Lazio very close to the Juventus, only 6 points. So, I'm 7 points from the top four. So, I'm not going to comment on this because I think all the teams are trying their level best here. None of the big teams actually tried to screw up or something.
So I will go for Lazio. I will go majorly for Lazio. I don't know.
But come on, man. Lazio is actually... Man, they're very 6 points away from top four. So, it's too harsh, right?
No, not too harsh. They're just relying on that guy, Immobile. They're wanting to score hat-trick every game and that's not going to be happening. You mean that guy performs, they win the game. The guy doesn't perform, they lose 4-0 and 5-0 and all that crap. So, I don't understand the team. Like, you need to have good amount of player there so that they have... Who did they buy? I forgot his name also. Anyway, whoever they bought, but they are not the proper Lazio as I knew, you know, a proper European contender. They were a good, decent team. They are just relying on one man. That is Ciro Immobile. And they have Felipe Anderson now. How can I forget him? Felipe Anderson.
They even have Pedro.
Yeah, they have Pedro too. Exactly. They have Pedro. Yeah, they have Johnny. I don't know if you know Johnny. That they got him from Wolves. So he's another guy who's to be looked out for. They have Pepe Reina still as a backup goalkeeper though.
Wait, even this guy didn't.
No. They're all following Gianluigi Buffon.
Man, I think Italy is something where all the players want to go, man. There's something there for sure.
Yep. But yeah, Lazio has disappointed me majorly this season.
I would have
gone with Juventus for sure.
Me. But they're improving again, so can't complain on that. And they're getting Vlahovic now, so obviously goals are going to come like anything from here. I mean, that guy is a proven Serie A talent.
Moving on to the final league. They were so-called the Farmers League before, but now I guess no. They are.
No, see, this is the point that sucks. How come PSG can't be the pioneer of Farmers League? I mean, they lost the league twice in the last 6 years. I mean, they're stupid. They're utter stupid. Spending so much money to lose the league. What the
Once
fuck
to Monaco, second to Lille. You know, the main interesting part is
They lost to Monaco in the league and they lost to Lille, and they both are having their downfalls majorly now.
Yeah, see, that's the point. Any team winning the Ligue 1, all the talent will be shipped out immediately. Like, people will use them as a shopping cart, man. That's sad. These small clubs, obviously, man, they don't have any other means. They have to pounce on that opportunity because they're pretty well now. PSG will come back stronger next season. So, no point of retention there anyway. So, we have seen now how PSG are actually on top.
My team. I'm not going to go with PSG as the most interesting and the most... No, I'm not going to go with PSG, please. Not with the squad they have. I feel pity for the other 19 teams. So, that's out of question. The league is finished. For me, the league is over.
I think so.
I will go with Nice, of course. The poor guys used to never even finish in top 5 since a long time, and they are in Champions League running spot. And really impressed, I guess. They just lost, 3 games in the last 10, and they won 7 games. The winning streak came to an end recently. So, like, they have won 5 in a row or something. So they are pretty having good. They drew against PSG. They beat Monaco. They're having a good run. They're having a pretty good run. What about you, Nier?
Well, I'll go with Marcel because they actually will leapfrog Nice when they win the game. They win their game in hand, and I think they have the league's best defense. Well, considering their good players are always leaving us, but still, I mean, it's a pretty good thing. Well, not to comment much because it's Ligue 1, and pretty much I really don't watch any other game except when PSG is not playing. So I really shouldn't comment because it will be against whatever we stand for.
No, I watch
a few. Jan, which team disappointed you?
AS Monaco, majorly. I have watched them play. I mean, they are again, like Everton, like who will fail majorly. They used to play European football once upon a time, and suddenly they are like, they perform one game and they'll fail for 4-5 games. They're sitting still 7th. They're lucky to be sitting.
Semi-finalists, man, 5 years ago, for fuck's sake.
And they were finalists also at once. They had they had beaten Manchester's Pep Guardiola's Manchester City. I mean, gone are the days. And the idiots had sold Mbappe to PSG. Who sends your best player to the rival?
Come on, man. 180 million is not something you get easily, but still, that's a very good business.
They didn't capitalize it from it, dude. They didn't capitalize it. That's not didn't capitalize at all. They should have
Monaco is actually... No, to be frank, the Monaco's operating costs are very high, man. That city is very costly, first thing. And obviously, it's a very irritating way if you don't get enough money when Ligue 1, struck in that stupid broadcasting deal with Amazon and Bein Sports. I think it was an entire mess. The league itself was a mess. The management was a mess. I don't know how PSG is... I mean, if PSG is not backed by this oil money, I really don't think they would have survived by now, for sure, with the way they spent.
Another team which relies upon one of the main strikers, Vissan Ben Yedder. I mean, if that guy would have not scored goals, if he doesn't score goals or something, or he has a poor run of goal drought or something, the team is screwed. It's completely screwed. So and the defense is total shambles. They have two main center backs injured. This old Kamal Gillick and Sidibe just came back from injury, and Badishal is the only known center back for them. And rest, the Jacobs and Maripan, they are all youngsters right now in the league. They don't have, the midfield is totally disastrous. Only the well known players are Jelson Martins and Kevin Volland who try and, but they don't really do anything much. And their backups are pathetic now. They are not the same as what they were. They are like a mid-table team now. Who will forget? They won the League One, and they finished the runners-up after the season. When they were fight, they finished just escaped relegation the season after that. So, Monaco still
team disappointed me the most is PSG, man. I mean, yeah, PSG. They are winning it comfortably, but still, I'll tell you one thing,
I understand what you're trying to say. They are not dominating as they should
About dominating. It's about the style of play. See, even Mourinho's teams don't dominate on the pitch, but still, we know how they win, right? There's a style of play, man. I mean, this is
like even Simeone, right?
Yeah, exactly. See, that's a style of play. I mean, every big team will have one style of play. Even United are finding one now. Barcelona are getting back to the previous one now. So yeah, I mean, PSG should have a style of play. I mean, see, they've won so many games which should have been drawn or lost. Well, they won because of the individual brilliance. Well, considering that their ultimate goal is winning the Champions League, that individual brilliance won't get you anywhere if you're against Real Madrid or City or United or Juventus, Bayern. You can't really face them, you know, with the factor of being that individual, having that individual player.
What do you expect? What do you expect under a coach like Mauricio Pochettino? Like suddenly he was handing a trophy.
See,
like
Pochettino, see, there's a difference.
He's got a golden spoon, according to.
See, if you give a player like Zidane, if you give him players, he can get the best out of the players, the top superstars. Even Mourinho can get it. But Pochettino is a guy like, you know, if you give him a good youngster who is yet to reach his potential, like Harry Kane back then, and I'm talking about the first years at Spurs, I mean, how the players flourished under him, Lucas Moura, how they improved. So those players can actually improve and do something because they press a lot, which the pressing is important in his philosophy, so-called. But yeah, you have
Mbappe, Messi, and Neymar. He shouldn't have gone to PSG and handled such a, you know, a golden-plated squad. He should have handled a team like Leicester City, you know. He would have, you know, flourished
before this last window got over, right? So yeah, adding Messi, Ramos is like actually added more misery to him because obviously Messi is not the guy who will, you know, press for you. I mean, you can't really expect Messi to press at this age. I mean, Neymar also doesn't press much, according to me. And Mbappe has to do it, but Mbappe has to, I mean, he wants to score goals, so he does. He tries, but he really don't keep himself 100% in that, you know, pressing zone. So if your friends are not pressing, obviously you're bound to fail at some point. So that's
most
going to
luckiest
happen in
coach I've ever seen.
I mean, it's weird, man. I mean, I really don't know how he's trying to stay afloat. I mean, maybe see one more
you
thing.
Know,
he will do wonders
managing,
with the present.
Managing daily, he was managing daily. Ali once, Eric Dier once. He's managing Leo Messi now.
See, that's the point. Messi and Neymar and all these players reach their potential. They are like,
hey, bro, he was managing Eric Lamella. What the fuck? He was
and see, that's the worst
Lamella.
Thing.
Now
he improved
he
Lamella. See, that's the point. He improved Lamella. That's the worst thing. See, that's
you
the
can't
good
go
thing.
And improve Ramos. You can't go and correct Ramos. Ramos, you can't say
exactly.
Ramos is defending shit. He'll go and slap you on your face. He's like,
yeah, so
he'll
say no,
have
I
more
really
trophies than you have hair on your head.
I really wish this PSG squad finds some style of play so that, you know, it's not because they really can't rely on individuals to win for them, man. I mean, some other players stepped up some other game and they won it pretty much. Mbappe, most of the time, if you ask me, because he's got shitload of goals this time. And I guess, you know, the best is yet to come because Neymar is coming back in Feb and Messi is completely injury free right now. And Mbappe,
I don't know what is wrong with Neymar and his love for injury every year he has it.
Man, these Brazilians don't really take care of their bodies, man. I don't know why. I mean, very less Brazilians.
You look at Fred. Look at Fred.
No. See, Fred is another exception here, but yeah, Pep's players are different and Klopp's players are different. They are like bound by discipline, so obviously they can't mess around that. But if you see any other players, they're like the party star. I mean, Neymar, I think he got that stardom very soon, and you pretty much know how he was at Barcelona.
But look at Vinicius Junior, man. Look at Vinny Junior. Vinny Junior is absolute. Exactly. Even Rodrigo, you know, see Casemiro, all of them, Marcelo, considering the age now, it's fine. But when he used to play almost every single game. I mean, this guy is an exception. Neymar, I don't know what happens.
Not
I think
exception.
It's in his clause.
I think the present gen Brazilians are good. But previous gen, you see Ronaldo, the original one, and the Ronaldinho, Carlos, all of these are like party headed. And I think, yeah, Neymar, obviously, you know, the money got into his head or whatever shit it was. He never stays healthy, man. He always parties. Yeah, partying is good, but not when you are like touted to be the successor for Ronaldo and Messi, right? I mean, he is supposed
you know,
to win the Ballon d'Or by
now. And he's a gamer also, you know, that also affects a lot.
Yeah, everything is fine to a little. Yeah, hobbies are good, but this guy doesn't have a hobby. He just have an excessive disorder or something.
Yeah, he does modeling, you know, modeling different types. When he has to focus on training, he goes around fooling around, you know, stripping naked in front of models and all, and thinking
but
about
still,
just money.
Yeah, see, if you see, and if you observe the last season's performance against Bayern, he was phenomenal. That was there.
Yeah, phenomenal, but
still,
at what cost?
What,
at what cost?
Yeah,
what are
exactly.
you winning over
what
there? Just
good is the talent if you don't have the hard
what,
work to push
what,
it forward.
What good is the price tag? What good is the price tag doing?
Ah,
he's
see,
paid 1 million a
week. So really
bro, he's paying 1 million a 1 million a week he's being paid.
That's sad then come. Bro, that's not true. He can't be really paid 1 million. What is wrong with you?
Might as well
he's
sell him off.
he's earning the same as Messi, 35 million per entire year.
Exactly, that's my point.
Well, you know, I mean, the guy, he really don't have an international major. I think he only won the Olympics. Yeah, so I guess, you know, guys, we actually we actually went forward and spoke about the mid-season reviews for all the top five leagues here. And I think we covered everything. We discussed the teams which are on top, how they are on top, and how good they're doing. And also we discussed the teams which impressed us the most and also the teams which actually depressed the most. So we really hope that the big teams make it to the top four at least, so that the UCL next season will be interesting around. So we will be back again in 2 days, a couple of days, with another episode regarding the winter window deadline, the teams, the targets, and the entire mess going on. So thank you guys for listening, and we hope that we'll give out so many episodes in the coming weeks after taking a 1 month break.